U.S. drivers waited in long, frustrating lines in 1973 when Arab oil exporters cut supplies to the United States. Worries about access to oil and soaring prices then prompted a new law blocking the export of U.S.-produced crude oil. The ban had little effect when the United States was importing more and more crude to make up for falling U.S. oil production. But new techniques in recent years, called fracking, boosted domestic production and cut U.S. demand for imported oil. That falling demand pushed down global prices and ironically hurt U.S. frackers. Oil producers say lifting the export ban, which they call outdated, would help their companies. Chris Faulkner heads Breitling Oil.
Things have changed. We're not in the idea of fear and scarcity, exuberance and abundance describes the United States of America today. But this law has continued to hold us back and drag us back into the 1970s.
But ending the ban would hurt consumers, says Tyson Slocum, who heads the energy program at the Public Citizen Advocacy Group.
The likely result would be higher gasoline prices in the U.S. market.
But the oil industry says exports could cut U.S. gasoline prices.
Because it's putting more supply, other options, into the world markets. Gasoline is marketed across the planet, not just the United States. So we could see a reduction in gasoline occur.
The industry's critics say exporting crude would encourage more drilling, which would hurt the environment.
Allowing uninhibited oil exports is going to vastly increase the rate of fracking, and that's going to cause a lot more environmental harm.
However, the oil industry calls environmental concerns exaggerated and contends that properly conducted drilling, including fracking, does not cause undue harm. Jim Randall, VOA News, Washington.
更多内容请关注可可英语可可net.com